The NCAA basketball tournament, the men's basketball tournament, is down to 16 teams. All four of the number one seeds survived the first weekend. Duke is still in, Connecticut is still in, Villanova and Memphis. But many other favorites were not nearly as lucky, and the round of 16 will also include the likes of George Mason, Wichita State, and Bradley. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
How did George Mason do this, defeated North Carolina, the defending national champion, 65-60?
Just an amazing weekend for a commuter school from Northern Virginia that's only been playing Division I basketball for 26 years. What happened, Steve, is simple. These days, the power teams like North Carolina and Michigan State, both of whom were in the Final Four last year, lose their top players before they become juniors and seniors. North Carolina lost four players last year who still had eligibility left. It happens all the time to the power schools. A school like George Mason, they don't lose players to the NBA because they don't get players who are quite as skilled. They had three crucial seniors in their lineup yesterday. They had a team that wanted to prove it could play at that level, and they pulled off these two remarkable upsets to get to the round of 16 a week after people were saying they didn't even belong in the 65-team field.
Well, they've certainly put that concern to rest, and smaller conferences in general seem to have done that.
This was the weekend for the mid-majors. You remember a week ago, Billy Packer of CBS and others were saying there were too many bids for the smaller schools. Well, that's completely out the window now. The committee has been vindicated in its selection because, as you mentioned, Wichita State from the Missouri Valley and Bradley from the Missouri Valley, a so-called mid-major, have both advanced. And the Big Ten, one of the power conferences, which got six bids, has zero teams left playing in the round of 16.
Now, we should mention, John, that despite all of these upsets, you still do have, as we said, all four top seeds. You could conceivably end up at the end of this with a Final Four that's the four top teams.
Right, which has never happened in history. But I think other than Connecticut, which is in the Washington region, along with George Mason and a couple of other lower seeds in Wichita State and Washington, it's a tough path for the other three number one seeds because they have to play high-seeded teams that advanced in their regions. So I don't think we'll see all four number ones make it to Indianapolis a week from now, but it's certainly possible.
Okay, so we have a little bit of time to recover from all the excitement, a period of mourning in North Carolina, I would imagine, and then the round of 16 begins on Thursday. What do you expect?
Well, I expect more of the same. I really do. You've got Wichita State and George Mason playing each other for a spot in the Elite Eight, which would be a remarkable achievement for either school to get that far. And then I think, as I said, other than Connecticut, there's no overwhelming favorite to get to the Final Four. I think you could see Duke and Texas play in the region final down in Atlanta. That would be a great game. They played earlier in the season, and it should be another weekend just like this one.
You know, if you're a school like George Mason and you do lose in the round of 16, but you've made it this far, do you go home feeling like you're a champion?
What George Mason did this weekend will be remembered at that school for just as long as it will be remembered winning the national championship for whomever wins. The team of 2006 will be celebrated. There will be reunions. It's just the same for them as winning the national championship will be for whomever does it in Indianapolis.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, a regular guest on this program. His latest book is Last Dance, Behind the Scenes at the Final Four. And we'd like to remind you that you can follow the many twists and turns of the NCAA tournament through an A to Z guide by going to our website, npr.org. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.